from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, as New Jersey's dry spell continues, the state has shifted from a drought watch to a drought warning. The head of the state's Department of Environmental Protection says this move mainly impacts supply-side actions. There are no mandatory water restrictions just yet.
We need several months of at least average rain, if not substantially above average rain, in order for us to emerge from these conditions.
Officials are urging New Jersey residents to be smart with water usage. Following the presidential election, tensions remain high as political divisions continue to impact relationships. Many of you may have a coworker that you don't agree on with their choice. Jen Velton at Care Plus NJ says to avoid arguments with coworkers, say this to yourself.
Hey, I'm in a different space than some of my colleagues, and how can I get through my day in a way that's going to bring me peace? And unfortunately, some of that is not bringing that stuff up in the workplace.
According to the American Psychological Association, 32% of adults report strained family ties due to differing political views, and 30% choose to limit their time with family members who don't share their views. Staying with politics, South Dakota's John Thune is the new leader of the Senate Republicans. Thune will replace Kentucky's Mitch McConnell, who is stepping aside as Republican leader. And new this afternoon, President-elect Trump took to Truth Social to share he has chosen Congressman Matt Gaetz as the future Attorney General of the U.S. Trump wrote, quote, Matt will end weaponized government, protect our borders, dismantle criminal organizations, and restore Americans' badly shattered faith and confidence in the Justice Department. Now, the Lester Glenn Business Report. Lunchables are out of school lunch rotations nationwide. Kraft Heinz is pulling the products from the national school lunch program due to weak demand. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 47 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Tomorrow, our next storm system cruises by. It's a familiar story, though. The storm track and our dry atmosphere will not be conducive to substantial beneficial rain. Lots of clouds, maybe a few raindrops, and that's it. Some clouds will roll in tonight. It'll be cold, lows in the lower 30s. Tomorrow, we're back to around 50, a cloudy, cool day with a chance of a late-day sprinkle or shower. That's it. Friday, we flip back to sunshine, and temperatures start to warm a little bit. Highs in the mid-50s, holding around 60 this weekend. Fairly mild. Saturday looks sunny and breezy. Sunday turns mostly cloudy, with showers possible late Sunday night. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
Morristown, 51 degrees. Ewing, 50. Turnersville, 49. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by the Seasonal World Christmas Store. Open daily with a huge selection of everything Christmas to make your home a winter wonderland this holiday season. Located near Six Flags Great Adventure and the Jackson Outlets, they're truly worth a visit. When you think Christmas, think Seasonal World.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.